Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
But it can be Ohio State, too. But
so we got two pseudo quarterfinals then, the Michigan-Ohio State one.
I think we have three. Oh. I think Oregon-Washington is a pseudo quarterfinal, too, well, Friday night.
Yeah, so next year we go to 12. Do you think 12 is going to be awesome?
I love it. I think it's going to be great. Okay. I really do, Zabe. I know a lot of people are poo-pooing it, saying it's devaluing the regular season. I couldn't disagree more.
This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Thursday, November 9, 2023. Thank you for downloading. We've got Tim Murray today on the podcast. Good to reconnect with the big ginger out there at VSIN in the desert. He knows college football, loves it, lives it as much as anybody. Interesting take he has on what will happen to Michigan in the wake of the Connor Stallion scandal. So we'll get to that in just a second. First, though, some things that caught my eye. Let's start with something non-sports. There's a YouTuber by the name of Mr. Beast. He's quite popular. I don't know exactly what he does, but I've heard of him. Mr. Beast somehow organized a way to get people to pay money to him to go to Africa, to Kenya, and to install wells that could provide clean drinking water for up to 500,000 people. A YouTuber with basically no help from the government. How great is that? What a nice gesture, you'd think. What's the phrase? No good deed goes unpunished. Here's the Yahoo News blurb on their Twitter feed. Quote, while American YouTuber MrBeast's goal was to provide clean drinking water for 500,000 people, activists say his actions shamed the Kenyan government and helped perpetuate the stereotype that Africa is dependent on handouts. So in other words, because he is a white male American, he did not do any good whatsoever. He embarrassed, shamed the Kenyan government. Yes, he correctly showed how easy it could be done for as little money as possible and how useless and wasteful and fucking corrupt government can be. Not just Kenya's, but many governments, if not all governments. Mr. Beast himself said, I know I'm going to get canceled for this, but who cares? They can I know I'm going to be canceled anyway. I'm always canceled. So do what you do. I'm going to still provide money to make some wells in Kenya for clean drinking water. Okay, well, there you go. That'll teach him. That'll teach him to do something good in the world. Speaking of the Connor Stallion scandal, who would you want to listen to more about this? Paul Feinbaum or Stephen A. Smith yelling at Chris Russo? Stephen A. Smith and Chris Russo, very, very well-noted non-college football experts, enthusiasts, or anything. In fact, they are quite the casuals. This was a four box on ESPN with the lovely and hypnotic Molly Kierum, still looking great, and Paul Feinbaum in the middle, and Stephen A. on one end of the four box, and Mad Dog Russo on the other end, yelling at each other.
Beat Ohio State. Yes, he should not coach the rest of the year. I'm with you.
So the players should play, right. Even though they had an event.
Yes. Even though they had an event. There's 100 players on that team. Yes, Steven.
Well, what about the 100 players on the other teams?
They're going to lose them? Anyway, Steven. It was 42-0 in these games.
How do you know that?
Bowling Green was going to beat Michigan State.
I'm talking about the players from the other that could be eligible for the college football player.
No, he's talking about the CFP spot, that they're going to take a spot from a team.
But they won the games anyway, Steve.
Feinbaum is shaking his head right now, just rolling his eyes like, okay, yeah.
Well, from what Paul's saying, we're not so sure that would have happened. He was struggling as a coach.
Yeah.
And then
I'm talking about this year particularly.
Yeah.
Rutgers, Illinois, Purdue, Nebraska.
I'm not talking about
these teams stink.
I'm talking about who's going to be robbed of a college football playoffs because Michigan is in. Hey. I'm not talking about the Bowling Greens. I'm talking about somebody that's going to be left on the outside.
God, I love it. The worldwide leader in sports. I once said Facts versus Volume was going to be a great show. And they haven't made it yet. Although I did see, I'm not sure if ESPN does this or someone else. I saw a show somewhere. For somebody who knows this, let me know. The title of the show, the sports debate show, was Facts versus Feelings, I think. Not quite Facts versus Volume, but it was Facts versus something else. And I said, damn, they're getting real close to what I said was the end point of ESPN's nonsense. Dateline anti-vegites. You know I don't care for Al Michaels broadcasting these days, but I do agree with him on one thing. Vegetables are the food eats. That's a Ron Swanson saying from Parks and Rec. So Al Michaels admitted on a podcast not too long ago that he has never eaten a vegetable in his life. To which I say, my brother. Now I've choked down a few, couple by accident, but I pretty much avoid them whenever possible. So Thursday Night Football last week did a Al Michaels top five most hated vegetables. To which my first response was, you don't eat any of them, so why even rank the ones you hate? Number five was mushrooms. Number four was onions. Three was broccoli. Two was spinach. One was asparagus. It's a pretty good top five right there. But if you're like me and Al, you hate them all and you don't eat any. So the ranking doesn't really matter. Dateline Technology, Elon Musk's company Neuralink, is looking for a volunteer. Ooh, I'll volunteer. Am I going to get something for free? Yes, you are. You're going to have a piece of your skull cut open so we can insert thin wires and electrodes to help rewire your brain to help overcome whatever it is you're suffering from. Oh, okay. Well, will work. Yeah, we think that's why we need, well, volunteers. We're not sure. You have to write, you have to sign a bunch of liability waivers and everything else. Okay, well, Okay, you know what? I'm suffering from this, or I can't do that. What else do I got? Let's do this thing. All right, who's the surgeon that's... Oh, I'm sorry, no. There's no surgeon. A robotic surgeon will... cut into your skull to do the surgery. Man, we are living in amazing high-tech times. Dateline Canada. Consultants are quite the industry in business. Brought in from the outside, they come in, take a look at your company. They go, spending too much here. You could cut some costs there. I'd expand your operation over here. Okay, where's our fee? They're the smartest business people in the room, so says their degrees, from elite Northeast liberal college institutions. Well, they cost a lot of money. So the city of Ottawa, or the province of Ottawa, is it a province and a city? Ottawa. I know it's a city. Let's go Ottawa Wiki here. It's the capital of Canada. The city of Ottawa hired consultants recently in order to get advice on how to cut other consulting costs with the government. They paid nearly $670,000. This is where the Onion headlines and the Babylon Bee headlines become virtually indistinguishable from reality. There's a joke about the consulting industry that they will ask to borrow your watch to tell you the time and then walk off with your watch. This one might be even better than that. Ottawa pays $670,000 to KPMG for advice on cutting consultant costs. Ticket prices for the Vegas Grand Prix are plummeting. The cheapest tickets as recently as October 8th were $385 on Thursday, $825 on Friday, and then $1,600, cheapest price to get a seat in the grandstands for the race on Saturday night. Now, they're down 58%, 62%, and 34%. Down to $162 on Thursday, $312 on Friday, and just over a grand on Saturday. Probably going to go even lower yet. Hotel prices have also dropped 58% as well. Wait until it's year just three of this 10-year run, or year five. Be interesting to see if it ever turns around and becomes a thing that people want to go to. DePaul basketball is something people don't want to go to. Attendance last night for their game against IPFW. I know what IPFW is. 931. That's right, DePaul basketball. The once legendary program of the Midwest, the Chicago-based program that produced the likes of Al McGuire and others, of Joey Meyer. Joey Meyer and his dad, I believe. Joey Meyer was the son who tried to take over the dad. Meyer, DePaul. I'm sorry, I've got Google brain. I can't remember all these things. And I Ray Meyer. Ray Meyer. Thank you. Ray Meyer followed by Joey Meyer. Boy, they've fallen on hard times. 931 people. Their arena only holds 10 grand, so they got 9% of capacity for their first game. Woof. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Zabecast. When we come back, the Big Ginger, Tim Murray from VEASAN. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. That's FITBOD.ME/Zabe. All right, joining us now is the Big Ginger, everybody. Timmy Murray is back in the house to talk gambling, Vegas, college football, Connor Stallions, and more. You can go ahead and listen to him and watch him on VSiN Prime every night from what time to what time on YouTube TV?
6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, YouTube Eastern. TV. You can listen to us for free wherever you get your apps, iHeart app, all that fun stuff. So VSiN Prime Time, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 3 to 6 for me out here in lovely Las Vegas.
I love it. So much to get to. Formula One race disruptions. Is it worth it? Can you bet Formula One? Connor Stallions 101. I can't wait to hear your take on this. Your likes and or leans on who will win the college football playoff. The JMU dilemma. The Raiders dysfunction. The Sphere. Super Bowl coming up in Vegas. The unders are absolutely rolling in the NFL. And is Murray still a Commanders fan? So let's get cracking. Starting with this, how has the Formula One race disruptions gone? The race finally happens this weekend, and then it'll take, I don't know, another couple months to dismantle all this shit?
So I'll be honest, it hasn't disrupted my life all that much because, you know, Zabe, a little trick of the trade, we locals, we don't go down to the strip all that much.
I know. You're downtown, so you're clear of it entirely.
I go downtown. I do hit some traffic. I drive past the strip every day.
On the 15?
Yeah, so I hit a little traffic there. I feel like been doing road work nonstop for 2 years. But from my understanding, it is a disaster.
Oh, downtown. It's a shit show. I hear, yes.
Or on the strip, I should say. I did. So we had some family in town, I want to say 2 weeks ago, and we were meeting for dinner at Aria. And I took an Uber from my job downtown in Circa on Fremont Street. And the Uber driver was losing his mind. And he finally just pulled a U-ey, found like a back road and got me into Aria. But it is, it's a nightmare down there. And you know, we'll see. I don't know all the specifics, Zay, but my understanding, it's like a 10-year contract, yeah, with no opt-outs. So it's staying here for a decade. I don't know if it's worth it. I didn't realize this, Zabe, until maybe a couple days ago. The race starts at 10 p.m. Local time.
Right.
So it is 1 a.m. Eastern for everybody to watch this race. I
have strong feelings about it because I love Vegas and I love the strip and I hate what's been done to it. There are a couple of F1 douchebags in my circle who are like, it's going to bring a ton of money to the city and you have no idea the global wealth that's coming in. And I say, yeah, but the business of the strip is to bring in the hoopleheads and tank tops and shorts and vacuum the money out of their pockets in a relentless manner. This will interrupt that. But somebody approved it. Somebody pushed it through. I just wonder if the casinos and all the associated businesses with the strip part of Vegas are actually happy with how it's working out.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to all of that, but I know that, you know, you see the stories on the news about, I mean, all the employees trying to get to their job, right? If you're working at Paris or if you're working at the Bellagio, it's a nightmare. You're going to have to take shuttles in and out. And, you know, it's just it's such an added expense to everybody down there. So I am steering clear of the strip for a little bit here until hopefully that all gets cleared up, and then I'll head down there. Our Caps are coming to town December 2nd, so nice. Hopefully it's all cleared up by the time our Caps come take on the Knights.
I doubt it'll be all cleared up. I just want them to put the water back in the Venetian. All right, we need the water back for the gondolas in the Venetian. God damn it, that's a big part of the strip. Can you bet F1? I'm sure people do bet it, but I saw that the champ, and this thing's already wrapped up, Max Verstappen, has won 16 of the 20 races. How can you bet a sport like that?
I don't bet F1, but I know there are people who do. And, you know, from my understanding, it's Max Verstappen, I'll tell you right now, I just looked up the odds. He's minus 360 to win the Vegas Grand Prix. So minus 360, for those unaware of the gambling lingo, you have to put down $360 to win 100, right? So
he's the wrong side 360. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about that. When you're thinking about, I mean, you know, you know golf as good as anybody, right? I mean, when Tiger was at his peak, you know, maybe he would be
2-1.
You know, 2-1 or something, which is insane for a golfer.
Right, because there are 155 other guys that could beat him, or something weird could happen. A bird could fly away with his ball. Yeah, he could sprain an ankle.
Minus 360 means that is an implied probability of 78%. So the odds are saying that this dude, Verstappen, is going to win the race 78% of the time.
Right. And that's been his rate this year. So for anyone who does bet Formula One, or those defenders of the circuit, which I'm not anti-Formula One. I think it's a bit overcooked, and that's for sure. And I don't like the fact that it's going to be in Vegas every year for 10 years, and they've drained the Venetian pools because of it, because I like the Vegas Strip downtown. Let's move on. Connor Stallions. It keeps on getting better and better. Like, every day I'm like, what are we going to find out now? Mm-hmm. What is your global take on the entire controversy / scandal?
I think it's maybe a little different than most. It's nothing's going to happen this year, and Harbaugh's going to be in the NFL. I think that's just kind of where I'm at. I think Harbaugh is in full-on Pete Carroll mode, where they're going to try to push this as far as they can. They're going to file injunctions. I don't think anything, knowing the NCAA and the brilliant minds that they are, there's no way that they can step in this quickly and throw down some punishments. And if the Big Ten, which I think is the latest that they're trying to have the Big Ten, Zabe, step in, and they're going to make some decisions, and they're going to maybe suspend Harbaugh. I do think also that there's a bit, you know, coaches are slowly starting to come out a little bit, but where are the torches from these coaches? They're not really out there.
Not
because they don't want the skeletons to be open. They don't want, you know, they don't want to be like, oh, I know they're doing this and that they're doing this, because I think to an extent everybody is doing something like this. I think Michigan was incredibly sloppy with, you know, buying tickets from the school and then using Venmo and getting all their money back. And then, I mean, my favorite thing was him being on the sideline. If that's him at the Central Michigan game, that's incredible.
Okay.
Where he just
So that's what I want to get to. I've used this analogy before. I'll use it with you. At the final scene of Caddyshack, where the whole course is blowing up and everyone's losing their mind, what does Brian Doyle Murray do? He stands right over the edge of the cup as the ball is teetering on the edge. That's all he cares about right there, is the official match referee. He's waiting to see if the ball's going to fall. He's the only guy. I am staring, like Brian Doyle Murray, at the Connor Stallions and Central Michigan angle of this, because it's incredible that they couldn't say, no, that's not him. That's Jerry Tomboski. He is our quality control guy, and here's his media guide photo, and here's the form he filled out to be on the sidelines. That would have been an easy thing, right? If it wasn't him, this would have been dismissed, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
So I'm going to assume it is him, all right? So if it was him, now you have to say, well, why was he there? And I start piecing the strings together. You got McElwain formerly on the staff with Harbaugh. Michigan State was the opponent who Michigan mm-hmm. would play later on that year. McElwain may have done a solid for Harbaugh by letting Stallions stand on their sidelines wearing their gear as sort of a, okay, you know, I'll help you out, coach. You gave me a job after I was bounced from, where was he? Was it Florida?
Florida, yeah.
After the naked shark photo surfaced. Just kidding. That was not actually him. but to me, and now there's an investigation. I keep Googling every day, Murray. So was it Connor Stallions or not? That's the only thing that matters. And I think Central Michigan is implicated. And they're like, ah, fuck, we got to deal with this now. Somehow we let him on the sidelines. Who knew about it? Who approved it? What paperwork is there? Are there emails? Holy shit, we're in trouble now. That's my theory. What's yours?
You know, as of 2 days ago, they said they continue to review the matter in cooperation with the NCAA.
Right. In other words, we're trying to get our story straight.
It's got to be.
If it wasn't him, they would have said so already.
They would have been able to prove it was, to your point, Joe Smith, who is the assistant wide receiver coach or the strength and conditioning coach. How could they not prove right away? So,
in that regard, it ties into your theory of there's a lot of skullduggery going on across the board, and a lot of coaches are sort of hesitant to get into it. There are some coaches, though, who are pretty more matter of fact. I believe the Purdue coach said, oh, it happened. Like, these are not alleged sign-stealing incidents. It happened. And then he was pretty stout in that. Lane Kiffin, as you heard yesterday, was pretty strong in saying, hey, you know, if you really had everyone's a team's entire set of signals, it'd be a huge advantage. So there are some coaches who are kind of planting flags. You have seen, I'm sure, Murray, the before Stallions and after Stallions numbers for Michigan and Harbaugh, right?
Yeah, I have. And I, you know, I just, they also are really good.
There's that problem as well.
They're also really good. And, you know, the funny thing too, was then you had the also wrinkle that TCU, Sonny Dykes and company, they knew about it and they were throwing out dummy signals all during the semifinal, this past, you know, New Year's Six. So I am of the steadfast belief Harbaugh is in full on, I don't care mode. I'm leaving. Yeah. I'm going to the NFL. And then I love how, I forget who it was who put out the report, Zabe, which was, well, you know, the NFL is not going to be a safe landing spot for Jim Harbaugh. They're going to put the hammer down. I'm like, oh really? Like on Antonio Pierce, when he and all the Arizona State staff got fired because of their improprieties and breaking the rules.
Ooh, he
landed at the Raiders and he's now the interim head coach.
I do not remember that. Fill me in.
Yeah. So Herm Edwards and that whole staff, they had, I think it was all these violations. I want to say during the 2020 COVID season when they had strict, I think it was all these, you know, recruiting violations that they had. So ultimately, they all got canned, and Antonio Pierce was on that staff.
Boy.
And guess where he got a soft landing spot?
Sure.
To the NFL. I mean, the NFL doesn't care.
There is precedent. I believe Tressel couldn't couple of games with the Colts, maybe? I forget where he landed as like an assistant, some make-work job. But yeah,
right.
Our boy Andy Polin reminded me that guess who was with Plaxico the night he pulled the gun out of his waistband and shot himself in the leg? Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And now the Raiders are smoking cigars after beating the Giants, which some people I've talked to said, nah, I like that, man. Bring back the swagger. My feeling is it's the fucking Giants. You guys beat Tommy DeVito. Like, slow it down just a bit. Okay, so let's get back to college football. You feel like nothing's going to happen this year, that there is potential major legal ramifications. I am coming around to the notion that you might be right. I did say to Andy, I go, listen, they're doing nothing is no longer an option. There's too many coaches pissed off. I said they're going to throw Harbaugh under the bus. They're going to keep Michigan eligible so they don't punish the student athletes as much. And they're going to try to keep the money if they do make the Final Four without him. And, that may not happen, but that was my prediction a week ago or Monday.
And I'll jump in here too, because the NCAA is so clumsy. The Big Ten is now being asked to kind of step in here. So I'm like, all right, so you're telling me the Big Ten, while they want to keep everyone else happy in the conference,
right,
they're going to say, no, no, our best team, maybe most high profile team, we're going to keep them from the playoff. Like, no, they're not going to do that.
No, so it's a tough one to ask. I think the NCAA.
It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, I think the NCAA wants the Big Ten to rack up the legal bills.
Of course
they
do.
The ones to go and suspend. Like,
that's what that's their move. That's their Frank Costanza stop short. It's you do all the homework.
Right.
You do. I remember Notre Dame in 2014. They had like a cheating scandal with four or five students, and Notre Dame suspended the players. You know, they kicked out the student trainer of school, did all of this. They said, all right, NCAA, here's what we found. And they're like, thank you. You have to remove all those wins. They're like, what? Like, we did all the work. They're
right.
Like, but now you have to vacate all those wins.
Yeah,
it's just the NCAA, just they don't know what they're doing.
All right, so we have a wide open college football playoff because of all this. Ohio State, I mean, they have had some dog shit first halves, and then you tune out for a little bit. Next thing you know, they're up 38-10. So they're not to be trifled with, but I'm not totally sold. Bama is still Bama, but they're the weakest formulation of Bama we've had in a number of years, which is not an insult. It's more a compliment to just how good Nick Saban has been. Georgia has shown that they bleed a bit as if they are human, which is a little bit surprising to some people. And then the Michigan angle is, what about the wild card with Harbaugh and any possible discipline? Is Florida State, Murray, as good as they're ranking right now?
I don't think so. I think they're a little overrated. The ACC is so down this year. I mean, Florida State should have lost to Clemson. I mean, go back and watch that game. Dabo played for a field goal. They miss, you know, what was it, a 29-30 yarder. They go to overtime. They lose. Florida State's got a scoop and score in that game. Florida State, to their credit, you know, put it on LSU. That was really impressive to open up the season. But I think Florida State, you know, has their flaws. They've got two really good receivers in Johnny Wilson and Keon Coleman. Jordan Travis is a stud quarterback. But, when you're looking at the odds of who's going to win the championship, Zabe, Florida State certainly is not someone that I'm necessarily intrigued by. You mentioned Michigan and Georgia. Michigan, I think we learn a lot this weekend from Penn State. Jimmy Franklin is 4-15 against Michigan and Ohio State. You know, he plays bully. He likes to beat up on the lesser competition, but when he goes to his weight class, he gets beat up, he struggles.
Yeah.
He struggles. So, I mean, Michigan ran for 418 yards on them last year.
Yikes.
In a game that even the 24-point final didn't, 24-point difference to me didn't indicate how much Michigan kicked their ass. The two teams that intrigue me, if you're just basing it off of the betting market and the odds, Abe, Alabama still intrigues me at 8 or 9 to 1, depending on where you look. That's their odds to win the national championship. The margin of error is they don't have any right now, right? They have to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game. But last weekend, albeit against an LSU defense that is terrible, Jalen Milroe seemed to figure something out. You know, Tommy Reese, OC there, they utilized his legs a lot more. He rushed for 4 touchdowns. He's got a really good deep ball, and they've got a good to great defense on the Alabama side. And then the other team that I think is really good is Oregon. I think Oregon is loaded. They've got a Heisman-level quarterback in Bo Nix. They've got studs at running back, at wide receiver. I think this Oregon team, at 10-ish to 1, is pretty intriguing, Zabe, to win the national championship because, as you mentioned, in a year where, look, Georgia, Alabama, I'm kind of the belief that's a quarterfinal. So I think Georgia could be out if they lose that game.
Wow.
Even though I'll say this, the schedule that we all laughed at heading into the year for Georgia has now gotten better because Missouri's better than we thought. Tennessee's better than we thought. And Ole Miss, who they play this weekend, is better than expected. So the schedule is going to get better for Georgia. So maybe they could stay in there. But the problem that they're dealing with, and I think the doomsday scenario, Zabe, is this. What if, let's just say Michigan, Ohio State's going to figure itself out. You know, unless Penn State, you know, beats Michigan this weekend, Michigan, Ohio State's going to be a quarterfinal on Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll just say Michigan wins that game. But it can be Ohio State too. But
so we got two pseudo quarterfinals then. The Michigan Ohio State one.
I think we have three. Oh. I think Oregon Washington is a pseudo quarterfinal too.
Well,
Friday night.
Yeah. So next year we go to 12. Do you think 12 is going to be awesome?
I love it. I think it's going to be great. Okay. I really do, Zabe. I know a lot of people are poo pooing it, saying it's devaluing the regular season. I couldn't disagree more. I think we're going to get better non conference games. We're going to get teams like Michigan who aren't scared of playing a challenging non-conference game because it doesn't crush you, right? Alabama is in a tricky spot because they scheduled Texas and Texas came in and beat them. And now Texas is in a great spot because they beat Alabama on the road. But I mean, Zabe, I think the third weekend in December is going to become top five weekend in sports.
Right. Remind me of how many byes there are. Who are the byes?
Four byes.
Okay. So if we're just looking at the title contenders this year, I mean, you're talking about, you know, Penn State and Oklahoma as bottom of the 11-12 area that are potentially lethal teams in a playoff to
the
anybody.
Bracket. So if the playoffs started today and it's the 12 teams, so in order to get a bye, you have to win your conference. So Ohio State or Michigan, one of those two would be playing the opening weekend. Georgia, Alabama, one of those two would be playing the opening weekend. Washington, Oregon, one of those two would be playing the opening weekend. So we're going to get weather games because remember this, what makes the first round of the tournament next year so great is that they're on campus.
Yeah.
So we're going to get, you know, hypothetically, you know, looking at it right now, we're going to get Texas hosting Penn State. We're going to get Alabama, you know, hosting Oregon. You know, we're going to get Notre Dame if they figure their shit out, you know, in this as maybe hosting a game. I mean, we're going to get we always drool over getting these, you know, Texas, Alabama, non-conference type games. And now we're going to get them each and every year. And then you get the one Cinderella in there. Right now it would be Tulane. You know, Air Force was in the flirtation there. So you're going to get a group of five team going on the road in this weekend too. I personally love it. You know, I know it's going to devalue the bowl system and all of that, but the bowl system already, Zabe, no one gives a shit about the bowl system. So that's all done. Now you're going to get less opt-outs because if you're in a 12-team playoff, you know, you're not going to get an opt-out in there. You're going to get the best of the best. So to me, it enhances the college football season. You know, the bowl season has already been watered down massively, and I just think this makes it that much better. And you still get New Year's Day as the day instead of, you know, the Rose Bowl and whatnot. It's going to be quarterfinal games. I mean, so you think about it this way, Zabe. You're getting home field on third weekend in December, weather implications, New Year's Day, four quarterfinals. It's going to be incredible.
No, it's going to be great. All right, very thorough as always. Let me go speed round. Let's get a minute on each of these things, and then we're done.
Yep.
The JMU dilemma. What will the NCAA do? They really are stupid for adhering to this rule. And what do you think would be the right outcome?
What do I think is going to happen?
Yeah.
They're going to get into a bowl game. It's going to be a lesser bowl game. It'll be okay because ESPN is going to put them in a decent spot. Probably the first Saturday of the bowl season, you'll get them against a Liberty or a Toledo.
I saw it today. The Sun Belt Conference said they could play in their championship game. if the NCAA permits it.
If the NCAA allows it, which I don't, the NCAA has already denied it. They denied it over the summer. They're doing it again.
Dicks.
It's the stupidest. It is the stupidest rule.
I know.
Ever. It's a transition rule from FCS to FBS for 2 years. Why? Nobody knows.
Right.
It makes no sense.
Normally, these programs struggle enough that they wouldn't even be bowl eligible. So now you're punishing them for outperforming your expectations. Makes no sense.
It makes zero sense whatsoever. You know, JMU should be, you know, vying for a New Year's Six bowl. Look, they'll go to a bowl game because the rule is if there's not enough if there's not enough 6-6 teams, JMU will get in over a 5-7 team. So they'll go to a decent bowl against a group of five team, whether it's like Toledo from the MAC or Liberty that I mentioned. ESPN wants them to be in a decent sized bowl game, you know, early on in the bowl process. But it's the dumbest thing ever. It makes no sense whatsoever. But I think the NCAA is just going to stick to their guns and say rules are rules.
Yeah. All right. Still going. Hurry up. Minute or less. Yep. Will the Raiders end up hiring Antonio Pierce for the full time job? Will he be the Jeff Saturday that never quite was?
I don't think so. I think this is very reminiscent to Jeff Saturday. Jeff Saturday won his first game, I believe, against the Raiders on Monday Night Football.
Yep.
I think they're going to go for Jim Harbaugh. But the problem is Mark Davis is not as lucrative as a lot of these owners out there.
And he's already paying like $80 million for two coaches who weren't going to be coaching.
$85 million, I believe it is. So,
and yeah. Garoppolo, who they had to throw out or going to throw out when it's all said.
I don't think it'll be Antonio Pierce, but there might be part of Mark Davis hoping that he succeeds so he can just keep him.
All right, playing tempo. The Sphere, have you been? And your thoughts?
Nope. I have not. Looks cool. Heard great things, but I have not been to the Sphere.
They're saying they could have basketball games in there.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? That would be pretty sick, wouldn't it? Ever just stop on your way home and park somewhere where you can see it and just sit there and stare to see what's going to come up on it next?
So when I walk my dog at night, if I go to the front edge of my neighborhood, I can see the entire strip. Jesus. And I can see the Sphere. So it's you see it. On my drive home, I can't really see it all that well, but I get a pretty good shot at it each and every night.
Will Vegas be ready for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's built for events like this. So I actually think they'll be absolutely ready. And for folks coming to it, it's Allegiant Stadium is incredibly convenient. Across the highway. You just walk from the Mandalay Bay or the Delano right over the walk bridge. It's incredibly convenient. I think Vegas is more than ready for the Super Bowl.
When I was considering coming out for the Packer game, I was looking at hotel rooms. And, of course, they were a bit pricey for that weekend. But I couldn't figure out why a certified dump like the Luxor, which should be imploded with great malice, was at such a high rate. And then I looked at the map. I was like, oh, right.
Yep.
It's right next to the football stadium.
Yep.
God, they're never gonna collapse that place. Then that's the sad part. It's such a pile. I hate it with all the passion in the world. Number nine, the unders are rolling right now. I believe it's 62% for NFL unders. Now, of course, life is too short to bet the under, and as the saying goes, it ain't under until it's over. But still, this is kind of unprecedented. Will it come back to 50-50 by the time the year is out?
I don't think we'll get 50-50, but it is 84-51-1, Zabe.
Jesus.
62.2%. So if you have started the year blindly betting unders, you are cashing at a 62% rate. And that's always the old moment where you wonder, why haven't I been doing this every week?
Yeah. Has it been fun, though, betting the under, which I have for small amounts, three straight weeks on Iowa games? I keep saying, not low enough, keep going. Not low enough, keep going. Who do they play this week, and what's the number?
Rutgers, and it's 28.5.
So it is. It's another click lower. It's gone from 31.5 to 30.5 to 29 to now 28.5. I'm under.
Yep.
Just keep rolling with the unders. All right, last one. Are you still a Commanders fan, and are you sold on Sam Howell, who's got a real baller gene in him?
Coming back to earth a little bit here on the Commanders. I do some local radio now, doing in the DC area on Commander Game Day. So I'm following the team a little bit more. Look, it has nothing to do with the name, Zabe. It was, you know how it is. Dan Snyder's company fired me. That kind of kicked me in the fellas a little bit, and I was not super thrilled already with the Redskins and him. So, you know, I'm open-minded with Josh Harris and company. We'll see what they do. Obviously, Ron will be gone after this year, and we'll see what happens. As for Sam Howell, I want him to succeed. It's funny. I find it ironic that I feel like Commander fans are screaming from the mountaintops, just believing in Sam Howell. And I'm like, well, what about the fourth round pick that was a pretty good quarterback that you wanted nothing to do with? So it's kind of funny how they have gone all in on Sam Howell. But I agree. I think he's got some ballerness into him. You know, he makes some dumb mistakes, but
yeah,
he has some balls. So I like him. I hope he succeeds. And, you know, for this franchise who's been looking for a quarterback since God knows when, I hope he succeeds. So I'm not all the way bought in, but every week I'm starting to buy in a little bit more.
All right, VSiN Prime, 6 to 9 Eastern Time, out in the desert. Mr. Murray, is always a pleasure to connect, my friend.
All right, Dave. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. See you. Never be the same again. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Okay, let's finish with some feedback. You can always reach me at zabe@yahoo.com. Appreciate everyone reaching out to me. This one from my man, Neil. I won't mention the last name in case he wants to remain anonymous. This does contain personal medical information, so I will respect HIPAA laws, even though I'm not bound by HIPAA laws. You email me anything, you better put in big, bold letters right at the front, don't use my name, or don't use this on air, or pretend I didn't email you. Or just, well, don't let me know, because I will go Ron Burgundy. Ah, God damn it, Burgundy read it again. Well, I was in the prompter. Damn it, Zabe, put that on the podcast. What? Why did he do that? Oh, because you told him. You gave him something good and juicy that was content worthy, and he used it as content. I mean, I'm going to do what I do. Anyway, Neil says, medication recommendation. Good morning, Steve. I hope this finds all things well with you and your family. I just enjoyed listening to your podcast with Charge. You talked about that little drip, drip, drip you get from your wing-wang after stepping away from the urinal. I, too, experienced the same thing a few years ago and spoke to my urologist about it. Well, that's a silly thing. You talk to a certified doctor who specializes in the matters of the wing-wang and the pee-pee tube and the bladder and the everything else. Funny you should do that because they have answers. He said it's quite common in men as we age and can be caused by a few different reasons. For me, the doctor said it was the valve on my bladder had loosened over time and would allow a few more drops to escape after doing the shake. He prescribed Mybetric, Mybetric, Mybetric. To me, and it's been a 98% solution. I take a little pill each morning with breakfast. It makes all the difference. Hope this helps and feel free to share with others as needed. Take good care of yourself and would love to see you on another African safari someday. So Neil went on the safari with us. Oh, that's right. Hi, Neil. How are you, buddy? Okay. Well, I will consider that. I'm trying to get off a couple medications. I'm on not on that many, but I don't want to be that guy that's got the tackle box full of pills, and I've got to remember, oh, which ones are these, you know? I mean, hell, I think we all end up that way anyway, but I want to try to hold the line as much as I can. So I will, for the time being, still gently squeeze my balls and then squeeze the base of my wing-wang and just be very diligent about, is it all out? Is it all out? Tom Carley says, Steve, I heard you and Charge talk about the constant rounding up requests we all get. Being a former banker, I had a client who ran a medium-sized business with a few dozen locations who shared a secret with me, and it outraged me. The merchant, did you know, collects a little money from a lot of customers, i.e. the Larry Flint porn model. I don't know what that is, but I'll take your word for it. He then delivers the contribution to the charity. The kicker is the merchant takes the tax deduction for the money that customers have contributed. In the case of a national company, this could be millions of dollars. I'm sure the clerk running the register does not realize this, but I'm sure some suit is getting a bonus because of the reduced tax liability. Yeah, that seems not right. Put that on the pile of the many things in the world and in this country that are not right. Elliot Lonker, Steam. He's including a new one now. Steam. I cannot agree more with the dude who said, you do not need to recap every damn game on Monday or Tuesday on the podcast or on Wednesday or Thursday. Like he said, we want your unique perspectives, not the boring recap shit. Travis and Appleton, regarding the 97.3 The Game morning show, he said, thank God for you and Butchie after Council went to the Cubs being the adults in the room. A show with all three of you being Josh's, trying to prove your fandom with over-exaggerated sadness would be unlistenable. Sincerely, Travis and Appleton. I think it was not over-exaggerated. I think he really was wounded by it. So, yeah. Dave Jones, semi-done with the NFL, says the heading of the email. You've been talking about the aspects of the NFL that make it increasingly more difficult to watch, and when will it become too much, and when will people actually walk away? I wanted to tell you that I personally am starting to fade. Growing up in the 70s in Pittsburgh, of course, I was a rabid Steeler and NFL fan. However, over the past few years, I find myself skipping Monday Night Football, and on Thursdays, I much prefer Maction over the sorry slate of NFL games. You are absolutely correct that it's become too concerned with the letter of the law and overly officiated to the point where the entertainment value is decreasing significantly. For instance, intentional grounding is only to be called when it is to avoid a sack. Otherwise, spiking the ball to stop the clock would be a very intentional grounding type move every time, but they've exempted that. Miscommunicating with a wide receiver and throwing it deep when he cuts off his route should never be called as long as the quarterback is not under duress, which was the case on Sunday night when Terry McCauley came in and had to be the biggest nerd in the room. I attached a photo as well from the recent Steeler game that absolutely took 3 points off the board for the Steelers as they were called for lining up offsides when in fact clearly it was Jacksonville who was offsides instead. Well, this happened to the Packers where they're nitpicking the helmets and the hands in the so-called neutral zone. Sports, says David, was never intended to be performed with a sterile environment and high-definition TV that has taken over. I am familiar with your stance on instant replay, and I almost agree with you, except for one thing, to correct the egregious errors. Well, the problem is, once you let instant replay in the room just for the egregious errors, because that's what you think, you've let the fox in the hen house, and the fox is going to go crazy. And it's going to eat all the hens. Each coach should get one challenge per game with one additional one if he's proven correct. No, no, no. All these iterations. David, you were doing so well on this. You got it. Sports was never intended. Dot, dot, dot. Stop there. Sports are for fun. Sports are for distraction. Sports are for, ha-ha, that sucked, or ha-ha, that was great. And now back to life as we know it. Making money, paying the bills, being a good father, being a good husband or a wife, going to church on Sunday, walking your dog, playing golf, going fishing, life. These are all just games. Like I said, they're games. Nobody lives, nobody dies based on the outcome of the games. And then there's this one, which is properly slugged with, do not use my full name if read on air. My employer sponsors the team I'm about to talk about. Regarding Mark Antanasio, the owner of the Brewers, who you had high praise for, Zabe, he grew up a Yankee fan in the Bronx. He lives in L.A. He runs a tight budget with the team and asks for stadium handouts while he invests in soccer clubs overseas. He repeatedly lowballed his hometown manager and then gets all butthurt when the manager leaves to a rival for the richest managerial contract in history. Good for Craig Counsell. F. Attanasio to the moon. I am fine if he's fiscally responsible, but don't take parting shots at your skipper when he gets his payday. Classless. Counsell didn't lose the community. Craig Counsell Field will still exist in Whitefish Bay long after Attanasio sells the team. Truth is, Attanasio has never been a part of the community and never will be. I will cheer for the team, but I won't give MA another cent. Okay, I know. Again, get the owner of Culver's, Craig Culver, net worth $1.8 billion. Get him to buy the team. And then you'll have your true blue hometown Wisconsin guy to own the Brewers. He may not be any better, maybe worse. You got to get over the notion of he doesn't live here. He's nearly, really not one of us. And as far as lowballing Counsell, I don't think that was it. Counsell wanted to go to the Cubs. He has for a long time. It's not just the amount he's going to get paid. It's the amount of money the Chicago Cubs can leverage to buy players and not be under constant market restraints. And as far as being butthurt, Counsell said there was no hard feelings between him and Attanasio in their final conversation. So take it for what it's worth. But thank you for that email. Just remember, the douchebag hedge fund owner you have now may be the best guy you'll ever have because sports franchises are so insanely valuable that that's pretty much the only type of person that's going to come in and buy them now. All the mom and pop shops that once were, they're gone. For the most part, there's very few left. Hell, look at the Brewers and the Packers. Packers are the NFL's miracle team that does not have an owner. Could never be set up that way again. And the Brewers, you know, Bud Selig, again, mom and pop type operation when he owned it and then was commissioner of baseball, handed off the reins to his daughter, which was a very dark time in the franchise's history. She did not do a good job. And then you got the Bucks, who used to be owned by Herb Cole. And he was a great, local, community-minded, born and raised mom-and-pop shop. He eventually had to sell the team. He was getting old, and he knew this was becoming a billionaire's game, owning professional sports franchises. It is what it is. Hey, I thought you said you hate that saying. Well, I do hate it, but every now and then I have to use it. That'll be a wrap for today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, rate and review. It tickles the algorithmic overlords, and I appreciate it very much. If you want to subscribe, go to zabe.com/premium and find out how you can be part of the true 1%ers who are Zabecast fanatics and get Friday's edition of this podcast coming up tomorrow with Scott and Solly, the OGs ride again as we go down week 10 of the NFL and you are looking live and more. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday, and we will. I'll see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.